Blog Talk Radio.
The Rad Reality Show, and we're going to kick it off with our theme song.
I should have been
we got a cowboy. Boy.
I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Jesus.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
The chat room is filling up, so if you want to call in and talk Big Brother, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1 because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Happy Friday, everyone. Thank you for being here with us today on this July 27th, 2012, or otherwise known as Day 21 in the Big Brother House. This is our Big Brother Roundtable show hosted by Michael Cowboy Ellis of Big Brother 5. Mr. Paul from Minnesota will be co-hosting, and so will I. My name is Cherry Garcia, because you got to have a little something sweet, right? Paul, how are you doing this morning? Wakey, wakey.
Yeah. Are you happy with the new song?
I am. I'm so glad you changed it back, and we don't have the techno scratch skip stuff in there anymore.
Let me just tell you, it didn't take much convincing. I was more than happy to do it because I don't like it either, but... Yeah, wakey, wakey, I'm still sleepy, and it sounds like the star of the show wanted to feel what I feel early in the morning.
All right. Well, we do have the host of our show, the Big Brother House guest that everyone loves, Mr. Michael Cowboy Ellis, on with us now. How are you doing today, Cowboy? Wakey, wakey to you, too.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what, I'm not as young as I once was. I think that was a country song someone once sung. But I tell you what, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm so excited. So much to talk about in a small segment of a show that we do. But you know what? I love it because at least we have something to talk about. And I hope that we have this much to talk about towards the end of the season, you know. And, you know, I know that there's always a lot of dirt at the beginning because there's a lot of crap that goes on in the game at the beginning. But, you know, it keeps firing it up. I mean, I've got to at least say this. Is I love this season. I don't know if it's the best season yet, but it's a good season, and I'll tell you what. You cannot predict what's going to happen next. And I like that because this house is really, to me, I don't see a lot of prediction, you know, what's going to happen. And I love that. Last year's season, we knew what was going to happen. I mean, literally, we called it every time on our show. And this season, we're like thrown in the dirt, what's happening? And I kind of like that.
I'm almost the opposite. I don't like the predictability. That I do not like. But I'm not that big of a fan of the season simply because I don't like it when they put the vets in with the newbies, and I'm really upset that they're putting in the vets to play the game. And Willie had it right when he called the meeting and said this was going to happen, and I don't think that this vote, I think it's all a ploy. I don't think the votes mean a thing. I think they're going to put those vets into play, and I think Allison Grodner had this plan to begin with, and I don't think this is this voting thing is all just a scam. I don't think that's even going to come into play. I think they plan to put them in right off the top, and we're going to see those vets in there playing.
Well,
and
one thing I'd like to, you know, say this, and I'd like to – I'm going to try to call on Monday because I know that got a special guest on Monday. And, you know, I really hope that the players give him a little bit of credit because, you know, I mean, but in all due respect, it was Brittany that brought it to his attention. He just was bold enough to say it. And what really sucks in the Big Brother house is even if you're right, they'll find a reason to try to get rid of you. And, you know, they were scared of Willie. Everybody was scared of Willie. And, I mean, it's known. I mean, the Hans family are known as the villains, except Brandon. I mean, I don't call him necessarily a villain. But, you know, of course, Russell and Willie, of course, they're known as the villains. And, however, I think that, you know, they speak their mind, and if they have kept quiet a little bit and played a social game a little bit, I think that's their downfall of playing a reality show is that, you know, you have to kiss ass a little bit in a situation like that. And it's hard, I think, for the Hanses because it's a lot to do with pride. But, you know, I have to say that I think that if Willie would have escaped that week, I think he could have made it to the jury round. I don't know if he could have made it to the end. I just think that he would have been a strong competitor. And but in all due respect, in that situation, if you have everybody in the house against you and even your own coach, that would be tough as well. You know, that's my dislike about Brittany is it seems like she didn't go to bat for the players going down. You know, like JoJo and Willie, you know, like Dr. Will said, which, I mean, he really had some great points when he said that if you get a player evicted because of violence, you suck as a coach. You know,
right.
he really kind of hit that really well. You know, she should have protected him regardless. You know, I'm just throwing a devil's advocate here. You know, if I was in the house and I had Willie on my team, I'm going to calm Willie down. I'm going to be in the middle of that fight. I'm going to push him away and say, stop. You know, I would calm him down to a degree where he wouldn't get evicted because of violence. You know, I'm not saying I could protect him about getting out of the house, but the thing is Brittany should have protected him. You know, that's one thing different with me is I protect and I will be loyal to the end. I mean, she's in there competing for $100,000. Here you just had one of, you know, three chances of $100,000.
Right.
You know, right there was a crazy move.
It's just so unfair for the vets to come in and play this game against the new people. You know, they've been in the game this long without participating in any of the challenges, and then to throw them in the game, you know, they know what all the other people are about. They know what all the other people's thoughts are, what their game thoughts are and everything, and then to throw them in the game against them is so unfair. Plus, they've already – these are people who have won this game. And they're throwing them in against people who have never played this game before. It's so unfair to these new people. I just can't believe that Big Brother is doing this to them. And I just call foul. I call foul all the way around, and I just feel so bad for these people. I feel bad for the people who have already been voted out. Poor Jody, who got voted out first day. You know, the people who have already been thrown out of the house, I feel bad for the people who are still in there and who are going to have to play against them. I just think it's unfair all the way around. I just can't believe that they're pulling this. And personally, and this is just me saying this, not any reflection on the Rad Reality Show whatsoever. This is my words, Cherry Garcia alone. I hope they replace Allison Grodner. Over.
Well, I don't think it will happen. I hate to burst your bubble. I don't think it will happen because she basically owns the rights of Big Brother. So, I mean, if you got rid of Allison Gardner, you would actually have to cancel the show completely.
That's sad. You just busted my bubble.
how that works. I will say, as a player, this is my fourth year, you know, doing the Rad Reality Show. And I do listen to the fans. And would I have gone back and I would have been coached? Absolutely. And if they told me I would play the game, I would do it because obviously that's the twist. However, as a fan, I do see that I would have rather seen the coaches just be coaches.
Absolutely.
I would have been happy with the $100,000. You know, I'm not saying that I couldn't use $500,000. But, I mean, later in the game, it would have been different if they played the game since day one and they were able to compete and be evicted, you know, with the newbies. That would probably be different.
Mm-hmm.
But if the newbies is smart by any means, I don't care who they are, you've got to win HOH, and you've got to put Mike Boogie, and you've got to put Janelle up on the block. You have to. You have to get rid of the two strongest players. They're very well known to play the game very well, both of them. They've both made it pretty far, and every time they play. I'm not saying that Dan and I don't think Brittany's a necessary threat, but the thing is Janelle, Mike Boogie knows how to work the system. They're really good at getting people to go their way. And so if they really want to play a good game, they need to put them two up. And if they do make it to the final two, when they ask, what move did you make in the game, why you should win $500,000, well, I knocked out Mike Boogie, or I knocked out Janelle. You have to make a bold move, and yes, it will be a tough few days, but you take it, and you just take your chances, and, you know, that lottery pick. I mean, you have to do that. If you don't, you will get your butts handed to you, and then one of them will win again.
I so agree. We've got a few people that's holding on the switchboard, I believe, that would love to talk to you, Cowboy, and talk about Big Brother. And I know they have a lot to say, so let's start bringing them up. Miss Kansas, how are you today?
Oh, I'm so mad.
I knew you would be, girl.
I hate to tell you. I hate to say I told you so because I wish you would have been right. I knew they were going to do this. And here's my prediction, Sherry, because this is how Allison Grodner does this bullshit. They want a team Boogie and Janelle at the end. This is what they planned all along.
I fully
believe this. And to see who's going to win.
Absolutely. They
and
want.
And it sucks.
I know. They want
the integrity of Big Brother. It's bullshit.
You know what, Kansas, I tell you what, and I said this, and you probably heard on the switchboard, you know, doing this show for 4 years, and this year I've got the privilege to go into so many spoilers and stuff that I'm part of, and I actually read what the fans say. And I tell you what, majority of the fans feel the way that you feel.
Exactly.
You know? And
that's where this vote's going to mean crap.
But they
this American vote doesn't mean a damn.
The thing is, Cowboy, is that we've been voicing these same type of opinions year after year, and you know what? They don't care.
Right.
It doesn't matter what opinions we have about this show. They don't listen.
Wow. They're losing viewers, too, though, you guys. Have you noticed?
Yes.
They're losing a lot of viewers.
I know some of the biggest Big Brother fans that I have ever met in life have started hanging up their Big Brother fan shoes and walking away from the show. And
mm-hmm.
if that's happening, then, I mean, these people were people that flew out and went on to the show, sitting in the audience, were going to the rap parties, were going to all the events, these were Big Brother fans in the biggest way.
Right.
And if these people are not continuing to be the biggest diehard fans ever, then they've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they are losing viewership. They are losing fans. And they still don't seem to care. And I don't know what it's going to what's going to shake them up to make them realize that they've got a problem, but they've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not listening to the fans. They're not.
Where's the integrity of Big Brother? There's no integrity.
Right. And I think I can tell you what I think what they did. They know that Janelle and Mike Boogie brings a lot of ratings, and they do on the most part in their seasons. In their seasons, they did. And Mike Boogie might be more chill town. That's why you still had Dr. Will do a segment. And you know
right.
Dr. Will got a paycheck for doing that.
Of course.
The reason why I think they did this route, and I think they could have went a different route to get the ratings. But they were trying to compete against the glass house. But you know the thing is, if you, and this is my theory, and y'all are going to probably agree with me, you could probably put 14 fresh faces in the Big Brother house and just let them play the game. They would have still beat the glass house.
Agreed.
And I'll be honest with
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Totally.
I think I'm too shows behind on the glass house on my DVR. I'm not.
It's kind of boring. It's very boring, actually.
It is. And that's why I'm saying you could have put 14 fresh faces in there and let them just play the game with no twist whatsoever.
Absolutely. And this cast is good. This cast this year is really good.
I honestly don't think the glass house had the ability to take away one Big Brother fan. If you were a true Big Brother fan, I don't think that the glass house had the ability to take away one Big Brother fan at all. It's just not the same show. It doesn't have the capacity to take away, Anne says in the chat room she watches both, but I don't think one Big Brother true fan would switch and leave Big Brother and not watch Big Brother ever again to go to the glass house. I don't see it happening at all.
Exactly.
I think we all gave it a chance. Like we said, we would, just kind of the curiosity killed the cat, but it's boring.
Right.
The casting is really bad. I'm just curious of what type of viewers they were trying to hit. No offense of older people, because I'm probably in the classification of the older people now. But with Big Brother, you have your younger generation, where in the glass house, you have older, and it's like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to please the older generation? I mean, it's just. And to be honest with you, the older generation doesn't necessarily watch a lot of reality TV. I mean, there is, but, I mean, I'll be honest with you. A lot of the fans that come up to me, I mean, I guess it is a little bit of all ages, but it is your more younger generation that hits me up more for autographs or pictures than your older generation. I'm not saying it doesn't happen because I do have it, but it's Big Brother's more, I think, towards the younger generation.
Right. Cabo, we've got some other people holding on the switchboard. Should I go ahead and just bring them up along with Kansas?
Yeah, that's fine. I like to hear Kansas' opinion.
Okay. Let's bring up Robin.
Hey,
Robin,
guys.
Thank you for joining. And I'm going to go ahead and bring up one other group, one other call, too. So we're going to have a group call here.
All right.
Mary and David, thank you so much for calling in.
Hello.
How are you?
I know you've got a busy schedule. I'm glad you called in.
Hey, I got one more that just pushed the raised the hand on the switchboard, so we're going to have a party line going on here.
Oh, Lord, okay. No one can get to talk.
Miss Panther.
Hello.
Okay.
Hey, Robin. Hey, Cowboy. Hey, Terry.
Hey,
everybody.
Hey, so can I just say one quick thing?
I won't keep y'all long. Okay. I got in about 5 minutes late, but I've heard y'all. I think the whole thing about this Big Brother this year, first of all, you're right about they should have thrown all new people in, and we would have had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Throwing in four coaches and making them choose three people gave an automatic advantage or disadvantage for the house guests in there, because they're already put into teams where they can't go and do alliances or try and do alliances or whatever.
Great.
And I definitely, I don't know, if they put the coaches back into the game, I think they fixed it, because I think most people are saying no. I mean, unless everyone wants to see Boogie and Janelle go for it, I don't think a lot of people want to see them.
On Twitter, they were saying, let's see the drama. Let's get this game going. And I just want to see, something, because it's gotten so boring since Willie left. Everybody's sitting around.
Come on, he shouldn't have been. He should not have been kicked out of that game. What the hell did he do so terrible?
I think he was awesome.
Yeah, he was great on the deal, and I was expecting to hate him because he's a handsome. I expected not to like him at all, and I liked him, man. He was good TV.
I liked him too, and he seemed loyal.
Yes,
he got a little paranoid there for a little bit,
and that was Brittany's fault.
He didn't go off, but you know,
that was Brittany's fault. He was a terrible coach.
Hey, I like to break in, and I like, since we're on Willie, I like to kind of bring this up. And Robin, you may know this, you may not know this, but this last week, Willie actually got arrested.
Yeah, for OWI, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried to move his car from a bar, and got out of the car and ran, and they ran after him.
I've got a new story on that.
Okay.
That's the story that TMZ gave.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The story that I heard this morning is that he did not get out of the car and run. Now,
right.
I heard that the cops actually asked him to move his car. He was asked by the cops to move his car. He moved his car, and they arrested him.
Wow.
But he said nice things about the cops, too. He didn't say anything negative about them at all.
And
but that is really handsome.
And I tell you what, he has a good mugshot. I know that. Well, I want to say one more thing. You know how they twist words around in Big Brother? And they're saying, we're going to give them the choice of coming back into the game. Now, I'm wondering if this choice means if you pick yes on going back into the game, here's what the consequences will be. I'm wondering if they're going to throw that in there too, because they do keep saying we're going to give them the choice. Do you want them to have the choice of coming back?
There's no choice. There's not a choice.
Okay, I've been muted because there's no need for me to talk with all these people up here. But that is my, Robin, that's my point as well. I want to know what the hell I'm voting for. And
yeah,
the way the guy phrased it, and I even clipped the audio, it makes
yeah
it sound like we don't know if we say yes what they're going to do. You can go
exactly
in, but only one of you. You can take the chance to go in, but if you lose this competition, we're kicking you out of the game. We have no idea. I'm just going to play it. It's a short
clip.
Yeah,
go ahead and play the clip. Yeah.
You can change the course of the game, America. Should the coaches be offered the chance to enter the game and compete for the $500,000 prize? You decide. Text 1 if you want Big Brother to offer the coaches the opportunity to give up coaching and return to the game as players. Tune in Thursday, August 2nd at 9, 8 Central to find out if your vote could put the coaches back into the Big Brother game.
Yeah, see, offer the chance. See, there's got to be a consequence. I think there's got to be a consequence to them entering the game.
Well, I mean, Robin, it did say, do you want them to compete for $500,000, though?
Right.
I mean,
that's what I'm hearing, too.
So the consequence may be on slot for the rest of the season. Big freaking
sure
deal.
It could be something stupid like that. Or it could be something major. I don't know. They need to do something to make this livelier.
Why
they
have really
kicked
off,
anyway,
you guys, honestly?
They're already ending a week early, so I think this is why this is coming into play.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
To me, their choice is either enter the game or stay as a coach. If you stay as a coach, you stay to the end, and you have a chance, if one of your players make it, to win $100,000 and not have to compete in the Big Brother spot. Or if you choose to be the coach, if you choose to get in the game, then you've lost all chances at being a coach. And
they'll take that, though. They'll take that. They'd rather have the $500,000.
But
they're already making more money anyway, you
guys.
They're making more money every week.
They've been able to sit in there for 3 weeks and get inside each one of these.
Yeah.
You know, as a mentor,
exactly,
they've been able to sit in there and get inside their team's head and find
exactly
out where the team's
and other teams' heads too.
Yeah,
they know
they've been
where
able to find out all the information about all these other players, where their heads are at, what their modus operandi is, and now they're going to put them in there to play against them.
It's bullshit.
How unfair is that? And these are players that have won this game
right
at least once, and some of what they termed as the best players to ever play the game. Against these new people that have, well, okay, minus one. But to go in and play against these new people that have never played before, it's just so unfair to these people. I feel so bad for these people.
And Sherry, wasn't it unfair for Willie to be evicted?
Well,
I mean, it
was unfair for Jody to be evicted.
Absolutely. Sherry, absolutely. Yeah, she didn't even get a chance.
Yeah.
Just to make room for these people to step in, and Allison Gladner to hand us the Boogie and Janelle show.
Right, and that's what it's it. That's what it is.
But listen, I feel the other way. I feel that it's at a disadvantage for them to come into the game, because we all know that once Boogie and Janelle comes into the game, Boogie and Janelle is going to be on the block. Nobody's stupid enough to keep them in there.
Well, they seem kind of scared of them to me.
Yeah,
it didn't happen last year. They kept the vets
that's
around.
That's right. Didn't happen last year.
I think you learn from other people's mistakes. And they see that bringing newbies in last year against the oldies won, the newbies are going to gang up and get rid of the oldies. There's no doubt in my mind. Bring them into the game or not. You know, they're going to be gone no matter what.
But the thing is, there's still a lot of oldies in there. Last time, the oldies went quick. These guys have had a chance to stay in here for 21 days with no repercussions.
Exactly.
you know?
I like to bring something to discussion. Y'all tell me what you think. And Paul and Cherry, I know y'all dig around on the spoilers and stuff. One of the talks on Showtime at Dark was if you saw Ashley's face when she found out that Janelle used to work for Portia, and on one of the spoilers, it showed that Ashley and Portia are kin that Janelle doesn't know. Do you think that is make believe, or do you think it is truth?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it could be true.
I think that Brittany's also talking about being friends with Portia.
Janelle
worked with her. Brittany talks of being friends with her, Dave. You're not watching it all day like me.
Okay.
You know what? You're 24/7 in your sleep.
Brittany has talked about being with Portia and their friends. And then Janelle talks about working with her and their friends.
Right.
And maybe this is a way to get Ashley far in this game, because, Lord have mercy, I'm just somebody who's not liking Ashley right now.
Yeah.
Did y'all see where somebody came up with where she was in a contract for mood stuff or something?
Yeah, she's being sued for $820,000 for not carrying out her end of the contract for a...
Yeah, and she said she wouldn't sacrifice herself.
A porn. It wasn't just porn. It was S&M.
It was also her previous boyfriend.
Yeah, her previous, and he was like in his 40s.
She acts like a goody-goody. Well, hey, I'm taking care of my little patient here, and I went outside to call in because I love you guys. So I got to go in and make her lunch. So I love you all, and I'll listen again when the show comes on again.
Robin, it was so good to hear your voice.
Just Robin, because I'm about to touch on this. But Robin, do you know who Frank's father is? That's in the Big Brother house.
I do.
No, who?
His father is Sid Vicious, and he is like a world champion wrestler.
Oh my gosh, I have to
look up his name later, but I mean, he's like a world champion. He's two-time WWF champion, two-time WCW world heavyweight champion. He's two-time UFWA unified world heavyweight champion and one-time WCW United States heavyweight champion.
Jeez! Oh my God!
Yeah.
See, I haven't been able to read up on anything because I'm working 7 days on, 7 days off for a little Alzheimer's.
Wow.
So I'm trying to catch up, and this was my way of catching up a little bit.
you just caught up a lot.
All right, I love you guys.
Love you too, girl. Take care. Call us again.
Can't wait to see what happens, and I'll keep in touch.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, bye, guys.
So,
bye.
Bye, Robin.
And David and Mary, I know y'all probably knew that because y'all are big wrestler fans. So.
Yes.
And my husband knew him real well.
We were huge.
Oh, yeah, I remember him winning most of them titles.
Well, the thing is, he looks just like Frank. I mean, it's no hiding that. I mean, looks just like Frank. I mean,
he does.
Can't hide it.
I think his daddy's cuter, though.
just because
I don't like
Michael.
And his daddy,
around him, I don't like him.
His daddy had a lot less hair.
I hope he's out.
Dave and Mary, while you guys are on the phone, what do you think about what happened with Willie?
In real life or in the house?
In the house.
I think that Willie was kind of like a bomb getting ready to explode, and if they wouldn't have taken him out, Lord knows what he would have done.
You think so?
I loved his gameplay. I was a big fan of his in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that he was a ticking bomb, and I hate that because he would have made this season watchable.
Do you think he should have been kicked out, though? for what he did with the head, with the, because that's exactly what Jordan did.
Yeah.
And Evil Dick did far worse to others with his mouth.
But the rules of the game is you can say anything you want, you just can't touch.
Well, Jordan headbutted Russell. She didn't get kicked out.
Right, and last year, Jordan, I know what you're talking about. Well, I can't talk about past because this is now future. They should have done it in the past.
If Willie would have stayed in the game, they might have had a chance of beating all the oldies coming.
Yes, exactly. That's why I wish he would be in the damn game.
But now they don't have a chance.
Right.
I think they'll vote out.
Frank is too stupid. He's up Mike Boogie's butt.
Right, exactly.
Work.
Yep.
My problem with the whole Willie thing is he was penned up with no outlet. They wouldn't let him in the diary room, and he couldn't go outside to have a cigarette. The last few people that spoke to him were his teammates, JoJo and Shane. Those people said they, you know, were distancing themselves from him, and I understand that. You know, they had to do what was right for their game. And Brittany was, you know, doing the same. So he had no one. He was like a caged animal at that point.
I feel
nowhere
for him.
To
I
go.
Really do.
And his emotions were getting the best of him. And Big Brother saw it and yet gave him no outlet whatsoever.
Right.
And I think if they would have just let him in the diary room...
Mm-hmm.
Or let him go outside
and vent,
calm down.
Right.
I think he would have been able to gather himself. But because he had no outlet and was in there with everyone hating on him, he just had no way to calm his feelings down and get his emotions in check. And, you know, anytime you have somebody with, you know, emotions that run that high, you know, in the red zone, that's going to happen. And I can't say that, you know, if he would have stayed in the house, it wouldn't have eventually happened. I don't know. But, you know, I think there was part blame to go on Big Brother for not giving him some sort of outlet to go and at least get his emotions, you know, calmed down.
He just kept going to the battery room and they wouldn't let him in. He
right.
had nowhere else to go. People instigating it. Big Brother instigated it. Now I think Big Brother may be kind of kicking themselves in the butt now because they did lose a lot when they lost Willie.
Absolutely.
It got very boring once he left.
And all it was taken was taking him to the diary room, letting him speak with the psychiatrist that every year they do. You know, when somebody starts to break down, they let him speak to a psychiatrist. That's all it would have took, and now it's going to, I think it's, I mean, I love Big Brother. They can't give me a bad season of Big Brother. But still, this season could have been a whole lot better with Willie Hance there.
You know, speaking of Hance, I love looking at, like, spoiler things because you see pictures of everything. And I don't know if this guy, you know, listens to the show, but there's a Carl that is in one of these spoilers, and he's got his picture with Russell Hance at Celebration Florida. And so, you know, Russell Hance is down there this week, and it's kind of cool to, you know, you got to at least say, Russell is at a lot of the events. He does give to so many. And, yes, he's a villain, but you know what? I mean, he gets invited to events, you know. And, I've met him. Met him in Vegas this last September, and, you know, he's easy going, you know. The thing is that's what they want to do. They want to be known as the villain. And, you know, the thing is there's, you know, Willie Hance got casted to be the villain. I mean, we all know that.
Right.
I mean,
but he really wasn't that terrible. He really wasn't so bad.
Right.
And where they showed Russell, you know, I expected Willie to be just like Russell, not giving a damn about anybody, being there just for himself. And he wasn't. He was loyal to his group. I feel they crapped on him. I feel Brittany did him wrong. If the reason why he got out of there is because of Brittany. I blame it all on her. I really do.
Right. Well, I tell you what, Brittany's gameplay has went in the drainer. I mean,
oh, she stinks.
And, you know, I tell you what, speaking of Dr. Will, I mean, he really has some sayings for everyone. And, you know, some of the things I wrote was, if the House does not pay attention, Boogie's team is going to steamroll everybody.
Absolutely.
And he's actually right. I mean, Boogie is sitting really pretty,
mm-hmm.
you know, to win as a coach. And, you know, he said if Kermit the Frog and Ryan Seacrest had a baby, it would look like Dan, which I don't necessarily see that, but I thought it was kind of funny, I guess because he didn't have anything else to say about him.
So he's playing. I'm going to agree with Michelle Costa on that one. He's playing a terrible game.
Who, Dan?
Yes. Horrible.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
anybody else happen to notice that Will doesn't look a day older than he looked season two?
Exactly the same, Terry.
I mean,
but he's a dermatologist, so he knows
yeah.
the tricks.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
doesn't look a day older.
Not at all.
Not even a day.
And Boogie looks like hell on earth. I'm sorry. Boogie
yeah,
looks horrible.
You would think if he was really good friends with Mike Boogie, he would tell him the secrets and help him out. Because Mike Boogie has aged a lot. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, has he.
Yeah.
He looks bad.
Yeah, he looked rode hard and put away wet. I mean,
and the clothes, I'm sorry, and he dresses like he's 18. He looks like a jerk. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, last night he looked like he robbed an old folks' home.
Ridiculous.
Well, tell us your opinion on Boogie.
I don't want, it's going to, like I said, at the end it's going to be Boogie, Janelle. I do not want to see Boogie win again. I hated that he won because of all the crap he did to Erica. And one, before I got to go really quick, but I just wanted to throw in one thing. I'm really disappointed in Janelle this year. I have to say this. She was my favorite, my all-time favorite. When they were all coming into the house, and I already thought they're going to be playing, they're going to end up going into the game. I knew right from the beginning they were going to go into the game. I'm thinking if one of them has to win, let it be Janelle. I don't want her to win now. I don't know if you guys have heard, but it's not just – I know she crap talks on the players in the game, but the dirt she's been talking on Erica, or as she calls her, Scrubica, and she talks such filth on Erica. I mean, Erica's not there to defend herself. I mean, about just dirt, nasty, crummy things about Erica. And the thing is, Erica looked – I felt so bad for her season, the way Boogie treated her. That's why I hated when Boogie won to begin with. And Erica did nothing to Janelle. And Janelle, I mean, as she's gotten older and a baby, you think she'd be, you know, whatever. She's just turned into an immature bitch.
Well,
I just don't like her at all. And I'm sorry to say this because she was my all-time favorite. I thought she was the most gorgeous creature ever. And seeing her on the inside is making her look uglier and uglier to me. I don't like her at all this season. And I know it's going to be one of them winning, you guys. It's going
to
be her or Boogie winning. I'm
sorry.
I had to lay it out there.
Michelle Costa, too. And I was in absolute awe of Janelle when I met her. And I don't, you know, I've gone to these events, and I didn't really get starstruck by anyone, but
yeah.
when I met Janelle, I was literally starstruck.
I would have been too,
Sherry,
so would I. Not now, but I would have been.
But I'm really upset that they've had some ugly things to say about my Michelle. I mean, I love my Michelle with all
what
my heart.
What have they said about Michelle? Because I haven't heard. Oh, that's right, Manchel, they were calling her.
Yeah, just some ugly yeah. things about Michelle, and that breaks my heart. But, you know,
what about the way she's talking about Erica, though? That's horrible.
I know.
I mean, that's embarrassing. The things she's been saying about Erica are horrible. And let's remember, you guys, Erica and her fiancé were there for Ron Rad when he passed out. He thanked them.
Oh, I know.
And
they
are good people. Erica is a darn nice chick. Am I right?
Yeah. She did some
yeah,
amazing
you know,
things for Ron.
We met Erica in real life. She was a handler for us for the Amazing Race. One day, the electricity went off in the hotel, and I was throwing a fit because it was like we were in sequester waiting to go on the race, and I was already throwing a fit because my little boy, Cody, who's now he's my oldest boy, 16, had a seizure that week, And that's why they held it off a week for us. And then Davey, my baby at the time, was in the hospital with double pneumonia. They wouldn't let me go home. Then electricity goes off and Survivor's coming on, and I'm a huge fan of Survivor, and I'm ready to walk out the door, and I was ready just to quit the whole game. Well, they sent Erica down, and she told us all about Big Brother. She told us all what was happening the whole season. She spoiled Survivor for us. She was just amazing. And this week to hear Janelle talk about Erica never took a bath. She only wore the same two outfits.
Horrible. Never showered. Didn't do that. I mean, just the dirt.
Yeah.
And she calls her Scrubica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like her anymore. I am not a Janelle fan at all anymore. And I'm going to root with Will right now. Let her be a three-time loser. I don't care.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have said this.
You know?
You guys, I wouldn't have said this at the beginning of the season. I would have loved to have seen an All-Stars and have her beat Boogie at All-Stars. That would have been cool. They would have come back as an All-Stars. I'd have been rooting for her as an All-Star.
Right.
But
well,
this season,
the thing
bullshit.
Is you don't have to be that mean.
No.
And, I mean, I'm hearing that so much of being so tactful. And, you know, people...
And her making Danielle cry like that? She didn't have to do that shit.
Right. And one person said, you know, I want to cancel my live feeds just because of Janelle, you know, being harsh. You know, that's kind of, I mean, that's bad when, you know, someone says that.
I understand it, though. I get it.
Yeah.
That Big Brother house brings out the worst in people, that's for sure.
She wasn't like that before, though. She really is now. It's sad, but I don't see, she was so beautiful to me, and I'm not seeing her so beautiful anymore. I'm really not. But you guys, I got to go. I love all of you. Thank you for letting me vent.
Thank you for calling, Kansas. It's always nice to hear you.
So good talking to you.
You have a great weekend, hon.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, hon.
You know, I think this is perfect timing. You know, David and Mary, I tell you what, I'm stoked. Because, one, I get to meet y'all very soon, and I leave to go on vacation next Sunday, and I'm so excited.
We are too, Cowboy.
You know, I tell you what, I'm stoked. I know my kids are. If I don't, I don't know, my boys are being boys, and I've been threatening them to leave them. But, you know, I tell you, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great event. And, of course, you know, we're coming way early, which I'm so excited because this way we get to spend time with y'all. And, you know, I know that it's going to be crazy busy, but, you know, we're getting there early enough. We're going to be able to spend time with each other and get to meet each other's family. So
I'm going
to
be there, too.
Yep, Terry gets to meet all of our families, and you know it's so exciting. You know, we've all been on air, you know, for almost 4 years together, and you know now we get to meet each other and families, which I have met Terry, but she hasn't met my kids. So, you know,
we'll all be doing next Friday's show together live.
Well,
next Friday, 2 Fridays from now.
Yeah.
I wish I had known you were going.
Panther, you knew I was going.
I know, but you were going, you know, I knew you were going with your family and stuff, so I was like, you know, I just didn't want to go alone and be, like, hanging by myself.
You wouldn't have been hanging by yourself, baby girl. We would have made you fit in somewhere, even if we had to find you some strange somewhere. I'm joking. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Panther, you know, while we have you on the phone line, how was the premiere party? Can you tell us about it? Because, I mean, I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, I went to the premiere party that was in New York, and it was absolutely amazing. Everybody was just amazing.
So that was the one with Adam, Pac, and who else was there?
Adam was there, Enzo was there, Crazy James, Michelle from, I think, season three.
Oh, okay.
Four. Is she three or four?
That was with Nathan's season, and I think that was season four.
Okay. And Monica from season two was there. And
she's amazing.
She is amazing. And Alex was there from season nine.
Wow.
He was spinning all the tunes.
Wow.
So
I had a great time.
I just haven't put them up yet because Chelsea wanted some for Reality Nation, and I couldn't email. My email was forwarding everything back to me saying it was undeliverable from both emails. So, but I see that she's already done an ad and pictures are up, so I'm just going to make a little tiny slideshow with no music so I don't get booted.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, I saw some of the pictures that did get posted, you know, on Adam's Facebook and stuff, and it looked like it was a good time all the way around.
I did send a couple people privately some pictures just because I didn't know at the time that my email wasn't going to allow me to email, so I'm just going to go ahead and post them because Chelsea has already got her article up and whatever, so mine came out really good, so I'm just going to post them then.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I tell you, did you get to talk to any of them about Toys for Tots? Because that
I did. Crazy James wants you to inbox him. And Alex said if he could get the time off, he would do it. And who was the other person? Michelle. Somebody's got to get a hold of Michelle.
Michelle. Oh, okay. Yes, okay. All right.
I don't have her on Facebook, so.
Hey, Panther?
Yes, dear.
Were there any ghosts in your pictures?
not these ones. I do have some.
I know you do.
Oh, my goodness. I probably don't want to know what that means.
No, Cowboy, that's exactly what it means is what he just said. I have, for some stupid reason, I have this ability to photograph spirits.
Wow.
And it's pretty creepy.
So what do y'all think about, because we haven't touched on it, what do y'all think about Shane winning HOH? Do you think that was the best scenario for this week?
I do.
I don't think it was the best scenario because I just didn't want Shane to win. But it's Big Brother, and that's what happens. When they're down and out, then that's when they win their HOH. So that just shows this is Big Brother.
Here's why it's good. If it was the strong side of the house, everything would have been predictable. There would be no wondering what's going to happen. Now they're gonna basically put one person likely from Boogie's team and one person from Janelle's team, and that six personal.
Because what I've been watching, I think that they're gonna put up Will and Joe, and that's breaking my heart.
No, that's not.
No,
that's something.
Do you think they're gonna put one from each team?
Yep, because listen to me, because that means there's two voters from Janelle's team, there's two voters from Boogie's team, and sweet Danielle is going to be the decider, and they're both going to fight to get her vote, and it's going to cause some drama between those two teams, and it just makes it makes it more interesting than the predictable.
That's why she's the swing vote this time.
Huh?
I don't know. Frank's in Shane's head, and it's going to go, he's going to put up Joe and Will, too.
Because I remember this week, after Shane won Power Vito, all of a sudden Boogie and Frank says, oh, that was our deal all along. We just wanted you to win so we could all work together. How can Shane be that stupid? But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking maybe he is that stupid, and maybe he's going to put up
he won't be that stupid.
And, you know, only time will tell any time.
Even my husband predicted that Shane was going to win HOH this week. I was like,
oh, wow. You know, I tell you, that competition reminded me so much of in my season when we had the putt-putt golf, and it was live when we had a putt golf ball, and it came down to the end, Marvin and I, you know, at the end. And it really, I wanted to beat Marvin so bad because I remember it so well. If I remember, it was after the button pushing, which I know it was, because the button pushing, everyone wanted to throw the competition and give it to me so I could get pictures and letters, which that would be a sorry way to win HOH, you know. But I would have took it. By all means, I would have took it, especially if I did had it. The horseman would have been safe that week because that was when we all fell apart. So it was really sucky because Marvin was like, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to give him. And that's what really turned everyone not giving it to me. If everyone turned to give it to me, the horseman would have stayed alive another week. But in the putt-putt course, it was down to Marvin and I. And, oh, my gosh, I really wanted it so bad, and he freaking beat me. But it reminded me a little bit of that competition a little bit. It's, you know, it was luck. You know, on something like that, it's pressure. And you hear Julie Chen saying, okay, we need to hurry up. Y'all need to move it along. You know, and it makes you nervous on top of trying to win the HOH.
But, Cowboy, I found this fishy last night, okay? You tell me what you think. Did you not see how Shane's ball stopped dead on the 20? Stopped.
Yep. It didn't go into the...
Is somebody up on that 50?
I did see that. I mean, and that's a good point. But the thing is the only way that could happen is magnetic. I mean, it would have to be magnetic. But
who's to say it wasn't?
They already lost the ball. It could have been magnetic.
And you know, that's what I found the fishiest of all is his ball stopped when everybody's else kept going. His stopped.
Well,
exactly.
Here's what we don't know. We don't know the slant at the number slots, but they did not ever say the ball, in order to count, has to go down the tube. And if they had said that, then I would have said, hey, this. But see, what I think is there are plexiglass little dividers, and the start of the plexiglass is kind of angled up from the surface up to a certain height, and it kind of hopped over the 18 and dropped in the 20 and just sat right on the 20. But it was definitely in that slot. It just didn't roll all the way because it didn't have the momentum.
It was too much of a slant not to roll down.
I'm not saying that it wasn't in the 20. Yes, he got a 20. I'm saying it was funny how it was there.
It stopped at the top and nobody else is there.
It,
you know,
stopped
it was,
there because, no, that's what I'm saying. It stopped there because the ball lost its momentum when it hit the edge of the 18 slot. It kind of bounced on the edge and lost its speed. It didn't have the downward speed left.
It was a downward slope. It couldn't
you don't
stop
know
going down. Yeah, any ball can't stop going downhill.
You don't know if it's going downhill or not.
That's what I'm saying.
So who thinks that Ian has the ability to win the whole thing?
Everybody keeps saying that. I'm not seeing it yet. Time will tell. But it would be really cool for something like that to happen. But I just haven't seen enough of him yet to feel that that's going to be the case. How about
you? He's playing too far under the radar. And, I mean, I'm not saying that's smart, I mean, but here in the next week or two, you're going to have to start winning some competitions or you're going to possibly lose the whole game.
Now, he was close in the last one, in the POV. He was close.
Yes,
he was. But you know what? I came close in 3 or 4. It didn't matter. You know, it's one of them things where You have to win them. You know, they don't look at coming close. I promise you.
Get cookies for close.
I think Ian can perform well in the competitions. Not all the total physical ones, but certainly he would be odds on, depending what the endurance is like, to do well in that. I just haven't heard enough of him talking strategy. I don't know what strategy gameplay he has. That's my only point so far.
Well, I don't expect strategy when he told Frank last week, if you're thinking about putting up Ashley, put up me instead. You know? That's not strategy if you want to win the game.
Not at all.
But, guys, if it's okay, we need to let you go. We've left Granny all day long. We've had radio interviews, TV interviews. We had to do you all. We had to hurry and get done so we can call you all.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
David,
you guys
Mary,
are the best.
You're always coming. We love having y'all here, and we love you guys.
Okay, Cowboy,
hey, you guys have a blast in 2 weeks.
And we'll see you all in 2 weeks, and you can tell every one of your friends. We'd love to have them all at the Stampede.
Thank you so much, Mary and David. We will.
Love you guys.
Love you too, babe.
Bye-bye, guys.
Have a good
Bye.
One. Yeah, so what do y'all feel about Dan letting Danielle feel alone? Do you think that was a smart move on his part, or do you think that was a mean move?
I think it was kind of smart. I think he was trying to get her to actually play.
I think it was smart, and let me tell you, he really did, if you're watching the feeds, he did get back to her fairly quickly, you know, after, you know, the wake-up call, and he apologized. She understood, and she's fine with it. I just love Danielle to death, and I think Dan is a great coach, and that's what I'm sticking with.
Yeah, I think he needed to light a fire under her, get her really playing the game, and get her to understand the gravity of the situation, and, you know, see how real the situation was. And I think it was effective. He knows his coaching maneuvers. He, you know, that's what he does. And
right.
And he did it. He pulled it off, and then he went back in and pulled her. He reeled her back in and said, look, I did this for a reason. This is my reason. And she, you know, as Paul said, understood. And she knew that, you know, it was from a good place in his heart, and everything is cool.
Yes.
So
what didn't really come through on TV was she first got very emotional when she went in to talk with Shane, and Shane basically says, I really don't care. I'm going to vote you out. I'm voting to keep JoJo in. And that really broke her heart, because she had been developing this relationship with Shane, and that was something that really pushed her over the edge. So it was a combination of things that caused her really to break down and cry, and Shane was certainly a good part of that.
Yeah, he's a player. He was playing JoJo and Danielle.
Yeah, he's kind of a snake, I think. I don't know. I felt like he really led Danielle on, and then all of a sudden started, you know, playing with JoJo. And I guess because JoJo was on his team, felt like he had more loyalty toward JoJo. When the rest of the house was voting to, you know, evict JoJo, I don't know why he felt the need to, I guess, give her the sympathy vote, you know, but, it, you know, I think it really hurt Danielle, and she's got a good enough heart now that she went up to the HOH and explained to him last night, you know, really the facts of the game and how he should be, you know, putting up for eviction the two top players from Boogie's, you know, one player from Boogie's team and one player from Janelle's team, and get those two teams against each other, and she would be the swing vote, and it would take all the heat off of him. And it didn't matter who went out. If Frank went out, he can't be against Shane anymore because he's gone. And, you know, she just explained everything so well to Shane. I hope he takes what she said to him to heart and understands that whatever agreement he had with Frank in the past needs to be put on, you know, on the side now and play the game for himself. And I worry that he may not, and really keep that Frank and Shane packed in his head. And next week he's going to find out that, A, you know, he doesn't have any vote, you know, any opportunity to play, and B, the coaches are coming back in the game, and he's going to be in a world of hurt. And if that happens, then, you know, he's going to regret not listening to Danielle. But we'll see how it goes. I don't know if he's going to listen to Danielle or not. So,
I think Danielle, I don't know. I think that they still could have something going on. You know, I think that it's still early where they can mend things, and we could see a showmance between them two.
Yep.
It would be cute.
He basically wants her up there in the HOH room to sleep with him, but he didn't. He wanted to be by himself last night. But the invitation is totally open. So anytime that happens, you know, and you spend the night and talk with people, you know, that long, things can get mended.
Oh, so you think that we could see something going on, Dan?
No. Don't go there.
I hope not. Second fiddle. She'd be the sloppy second.
Oh, he'll like that. He just got a shout out and not even intended.
Ann just made a good point in the chat room. If the coaches go in, Boogie, Frank, and Shane will stay together. They will pull an Ian. And they will have one hell of a strong, tight alliance there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so, too. I mean, Mike Boogie set up really pretty.
There are lots of possibilities.
And that will be hell to break up and get those guys out.
You know, the thing is, you're two strong guys. It's Frank and Shane. I mean, it's a given. Them two are really doing very well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really see them two being the strong ones. The females, the only ones I see strong, if you go in, would be Janelle. I mean, this year's season, I'm seeing the guys more stronger than the females this season.
I don't know what the term strong means. I mean, What do you mean by strong?
Winning competitions and playing the game. You know, that someone that has the way to not only have the social game, but that's winning the competitions as well. The females this year are very shy. You know, and you know, it's less aggressive than the guys this season.
And that's why I should be in there.
That might be scary. I mean, Paul, do you understand what I'm saying now?
I do. I think there is strength mentally. There's strength socially. There is physical brute strength. So that's why I was just trying to qualify what that means to you. But, yeah, I do understand.
I'm seeing the guys basically running the house this season. And it kind of shocks me because in past seasons, the females play a stronger game in Big Brother. I mean, because they're able to use beauty and all that. And I don't know. I see I don't know. I feel like a guy is going to win it this season. I mean, I feel like you've got your stronger. I mean, everyone's saying Ian could win. You've got Frank winning. I mean, he's pretty strong in things. You've got Shane that's won two vetoes in a HLH right now. I mean, right now, it seems like the guys are stronger right now. I mean, and that could flip-flop. I mean, that's Big Brother. It can flip-flop.
Absolutely.
I'm just so upset about this whole twist thing. I feel so bad for these new players.
But you had to kind of expect it as soon as you saw them. The first thing that went through your head is, oh, my God, they're going to come into play soon.
And to put people like that against new people is, I just feel so bad for them.
And like I said, too, they're running on ending a week early, so they have to do something.
Well, but they could do something different and keep the coaches out of it. I mean, it wouldn't be...
Bring someone back that's already been kicked out. That's kind of old, too.
Yeah, they could bring back one of the evictees. They could, certainly because of Willie getting expelled, they can do away with the fast forward. I mean, they did away with the fast forward when Shima was expelled, so they could make up with that week. And they could have a final two players instead of the final three. So... It still is possible to do it without bringing the coaches in, but it seems like the writing is on the wall, and it's disappointing.
But if everybody votes no, it'd be interesting, but, I mean, obviously we don't know. But, I mean, I wonder if they saw no, I wonder what that would do to them.
Yeah.
Allison Grodin has got her players that she wants to see time after time after time. I'm still waiting for them to bring Jesse in for something.
Right. Well, you know, something that came across my mind is, I mean, you've got Frank in the house that his dad was pro wrestler. Well, you've got Jesse that is now a wrestler. So I'm wondering if there's some connection there as well. I mean, it just makes you think, did Jesse, submit Frank's, info and say, hey, you should choose this guy? I mean, it's one of them things I'm wondering if that's what happened.
Well, if Jesse did speak up, Allison's going to listen, so. She's got her favorites, that's for sure. I think they should just go back to putting new players in, leave the oldies out unless they're doing a All-Stars. Go back to like what it was in season one and season two,
I so agree. I mean, either make it all new people or have an All-Stars and stop the mixing up of the two. It's just
season one and season two and, all that is what brought all these people together. Now they're getting sick of seeing that, and obviously she doesn't care. But, and it's kind of sad because, I mean, they had absolutely no competition with the Glass House anyway, because that was on Mondays. So I don't know why they even got scared of that.
There wasn't any competition. I don't know what the whole hype was about. They weren't going to lose any viewers to the Glass House. And I don't know how much money they spent on that lawsuit, but,
what a waste.
They could have just given me that money. I mean, they just wasted a whole bunch of CBS money. They could have put that money on the Big Brother House or on making this show better is what they should have done. Bought some ant spray and made the show better and spent it on that stupid lawsuit that they were so up in arms about and so worried about the Glass House taking viewership from them. It wasn't going to happen.
Right. Talking about returning house guests, I'm tired of the ants keep coming back.
No kidding. Will they ever give these people an ant-free Big Brother house? Anybody, you think?
You know, I've got to say, I'm guilty of being an ant. So, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I could go both ways. But, you know, I at least have to say in season 11, it wasn't in favor of the guests coming back to win. You know, I have to say, you know, you had to really work at it. So, I mean, I think that's fair. But, you know, to do this, it's not necessarily so fair, you know, if the mentors do come back. But I think in season 11, I mean, you got one person that came back and the whole house against that one person. So,
and
I mean, I
out.
Think that's kind of fair.
We've got somebody else on the switchboard that I think would love to come on and speak with us.
Okay.
Golden voice.
Mr. Chi-Town Joe.
Hello, hello, hello. I've been listening to all of you, and everybody's been making very valid reasons. I don't think that Allison owns it completely because Emerald still owns some of it. Helen, you know, Arnold or whatever his name is, Shapiro.
No, Arnold Shapiro gave up his rights after All Stars.
Well, why do they keep on running, you know, his production company logo at the end?
I think they continue to get some percentage because they were, you know, they own the rights to all Big Brothers worldwide.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, it's like, I could talk at length because I'm a big wrestling fan, and Cowboy, Jesse is with TNA, and he'll be on later this summer as a regular on Impact Wrestling on Thursdays, and because they're just waiting for him so they can start making the action figures of him and stuff like that. But he has. I watched Frank's father. Monday night was on the 1,000th episode of WWE, which used to be the WWF. And,
oh my God, my head is swimming.
Yeah, and and they those two companies hate each other. So I don't think. That and Frank, I know for a fact, was, as they say, he was unemployed, but he does work the independent circuit of wrestling, like his dad.
Oh.
Yeah, so they were lying to the general public. He does work independently. You know,
is he a good wrestler?
He's okay. He's better on camera. You can see that he can really fool people because he got that from his dad, watching his dad all those years, you know, lie to the public, you know, oh, this is a real fight, you know? So, but, I don't think if Jesse comes back, it is just going to be once and that's going to be it. For a couple of hours because there's no way that, you know, was that TNT that handles that on cable is going to let him out because it's not a CBS station or own station. But to your point, you know, I think, and I agree, Gradner had this set up from the word go. And I just really feel, and you know, remember how Cowboy, we were always talking before the season of how we pray there would be no, it would only be newbies.
Right.
And, you know they troll us, you know, in the spoiler rooms. They do that. And it just shows the respect or the disrespect of that
yes.
company and what they do, the fly on the wall company. And I was thinking the other day, and I was talking to my mom about this, is what would happen if Julie Chen didn't want to do Big Brother anymore? Do you think Les Nunez would keep it on the air with its ratings?
You know, this is what I think. I think Big Brother pays her very well. So
yes,
what would she give out? I mean, they probably pay her very well to keep it on, too. I mean, it can go both ways.
Yeah. Well, she's got, her and Robin have got their hands kind of stuck, especially Robin, in Canada. So who knows, you know? I mean, it was, and then, you know, Frank was basically cast in January. To Robin, because if you look on his Twitter page, you know, and you go through it, you see Robin writing him and him writing her. And I knew that Adam said that he was within the finals last year with Adam, and Adam got it, you know, so.
So is Julie Chen going to be the host of Canada Big Brother?
Oh, I don't think so. She's got too much going on. That talk is really popular, and they got a great crew. Even that Sharon Osbourne's not going to come back to America's Got Talent, and she's
Ooh.
Just going to stick with Julie Chen. So, I mean, you know, it's just a shame. It really is. And I was watching, did anybody watch Superpass yesterday, the happy hour show?
I watched a little of it. I was a little late getting there, and I went to this morning's show. I was a little late getting to that one, too. I'm just a little late lately.
I think Jody, she was on, well, I know Jody was on, and I think she really lives in New Hampshire if Panther's still around. But you know what they did? They when they took her out, she said she only thought she was in there for about 7 hours. And they took her out without even giving her her shoes that were off her feet.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
They kept her in sequester for a week. The second day of sequester, the day after she got evicted, they brought her back into the backyard to film or take the pictures of all of them in their bathing suits.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
And
Cowboy.
Cowboy, she almost fell over because it was real hot, and she as she was falling over, Willie in the backyard, you know, got up and grabbed her and got her a new Gatorade and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he kind of looked, he felt bad for her, like everybody did, I think, you know. And she was really great. She would have, I think if Jody would have stayed in the game, it would have been another kind of game, too, because she's been trying since 2005.
Boy,
wow.
they're really cold-hearted up there, Big Brother, I think.
Yeah, I mean, holding that. Holding her, why did they have to hold her for a week?
Cowboy, as somebody that endured that second sequester, always sounds to me like that was the worst of the worst before BB-11. Can you imagine being in sequester, going into the house for a few hours and going back into sequester? What would you have done?
You know, I tell you what, I don't know, All-Stars, at least there was people in sequester after I got, one of the ones evicted, you know, from All Stars. But for us to come back and to have to do pictures and stuff, that would stink. I mean, that would be like a slap to the face.
Yeah.
So you got to take pictures. But, however, if you look long term, she's going to be glad that she did do that, you know, because obviously – it's a huge part of us. You know, the pitchers are really, really big. And I wish, to be honest with you, the pitcher I have of my season's actually ripped. And I'm not going to go into details of how that happened. But, you know, that pitcher means a lot. You know, just because that was a huge impact on my life. And I understand it would suck at the, you know, going through it. But at the end, long term, I think that, you know, you'll be grateful that, you know, she did that. But, again, it's a slap to the face at the beginning because you haven't had time to cope with it.
Yeah, and she was giving up a lot on the show about how they showed her just talking for a little bit. And she said, I spent 45 minutes talking to Boogie, you know, and then they only show me talking to him for 2 seconds, you know, like that, like I didn't know what I was doing, you know. She felt kind of slighted, but maybe, you know, she seems like a beautiful woman, and she had her own ideas going into the game.
I will say this, my exposure to Jody has been on Twitter more than any other place, and what a great attitude she has. I would be so much different. I would be so angry, but her attitude is just wonderful. Don't you think so?
I think you guys should try to get her on the show because
I agree, Joe. I really would like to get her on the show. She is a really sweet girl, and like Paul, I've tweeted with her a bit on Twitter, and she is a doll. I really, really respect her, and like Paul, I respect her attitude about what's happened to her so much. She doesn't seem bitter at all, and I think had all this happened to me, especially just at the start, I think I would have had a little bitterness about what had happened, and she seems so sweet and not showing an ounce of bitterness at all. And I really would like to have her on the show
and talk to us. Let's see if we can do an invitation to her, and let's see if we can try to get her on, you know, next week, you know. Of course,
right.
We can't promise you guys, but, you know, we can reach out, and if she says yes, then great. If she says no, we understand, too.
I know, Cowboy, you wanted to wrap this up at 90 minutes, but we've got somebody on the switchboard that I believe has actually talked to Jody. So would you like me to bring them up real quick?
Please.
Dina, thank you so much for calling in today. How are you, girl?
I'm hot.
Yeah, you are, babe. Wow, you are hot.
I mean, not physically and all that, you know, all of that appearance-wise. I'm telling you, I'm hot outside. I was at the swimming pool, and all of my friends were listening to you guys because they're like, what are you doing? And Cowboy, you've got a lot of friends at the pool. They are Bud Light and slap up today. And I come home because my connection was bad. But listen, Cherry and Paul, I don't want to sound like I'm cheating on y'all, but I did.
Well, that's okay. I know where you went last night, girl.
So,
a lot of them.
I will tell you this much. I talked to Willie last night over a radio show, and Jody was on another show today. I think that listening to her and her experience, she is very intelligent, and she would make a great, great host for you guys. And I think that if you do reach out, there would be no problem. She's very open and very, very nice. I asked Willie last night, you know, I think the DUI or, you know, whatever charge it is that is alleged right now with him, you know, they didn't want to really bring it up. The first thing I brought up was I just told him he had a ride in Raleigh forever. And he kind of just, he laughed and, you know, I don't know. It's a bad situation for him right now. But I did give mad props out for Toys for Tots and told him that even though he showed his ass on TV, that he could actually turn it around and could go to some of these Big Brother events and then let that speak volumes. And then I threw up Toys for Tots, and he was open for it, so go get them, boys.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, you know, that goes good, you know, because, you know, she did events afterwards. And, you know, I tell you what, I mean, so many people respect her so much now. You know, just because the thing is she still tries to give back as much as she possibly can. And, you know, and I see Willie trying to put a stand. I think it's going to take him a little bit. I think that he's got to get up on a step and be able to stay above water right now. And I think that he'll be fine. I think that, you know, he's following in some footsteps of a good villain that knows the media very well. So yeah. I think that, you know, and Russell goes to every event and stuff, and, you know, I see pictures with Russell and the fans all the time. And so he does give back quite a bit.
Right. I was supposed to actually go to this event that they're all going to be at, so I'm rather brokenhearted. They're going to Give Kids the World in Celebration, Florida. This would be my first year at going to Celebration, Florida, and that is an amazing event they're going to. It's for children who have illnesses that are basically somewhat fatal diseases, and it's just one of the most awesome, awesome places in the world. They bring the entire family in for a full week. They supply everything, all transportation, all food, everything for the entire family, and take them to Disney World, Epcot, Busch Gardens, all the places down there in Florida, and just show them the time of their life. And the actual, where the place is there, Give Kids the World, is on a 70-acre piece of land, and they have their own amusement park there for the kids as well. And they have like an ice cream parlor and a show that they put on, and just an amazing place. It's magical. And they have the Disney people come on and do a show over there every day. And if you go and just check it out on the web, it's Give Kids the World. And you can see what an amazing place this is. And people that don't normally go to many of the events from all the reality shows go to that event because it is so special. So my husband and I actually had tickets to go. We had planned to go. But because of things that came up in our lives, we did have to cancel this year, and we do plan on going next year. It would have been great because the main event would have landed on my birthday this year. So I don't think that'll ever happen again. But
that's Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Yeah, mine's a week after yours.
Sunday is going to be my birthday. Monday's Paul's birthday. So
yeah.
We have a lot of birthdays coming up, and it's that time of year. Many birthdays falling in the next few days. So. I just want to say that I'm glad that Willie's going to be down there with Russell, and I'm so glad to know that he's going to be calling in on Monday and joining us, and can't wait to hear his story about everything. And Dina, since you did go to that show, am I right in saying that the story that TMZ put out was a little bit different than what actually took place? Is that correct? Did the police ask him to move his car?
Yes, that is, I mean, that, and it's unfortunate because you actually see on Facebook, I'm sorry, there was another call, you actually see on Facebook that night when he, you know, when all this allegedly went down, where he's getting ready to go out and get hammered. He shows pictures that night of him getting hammered, and he did, you know, from what he said was he was asked to move the car. So, you know, there's a whole different story, and what we hear and what we see are two different things, and it's a nightmare. But I think that with his brother's help, he may never get into good graces with everybody. But I told him last night what he does in the upcoming weeks will speak volumes.
Amen.
Yeah.
So,
and,
you know,
I agree with you.
He is carrying all of his hatred towards Janelle right now, so maybe he'll work on that. I didn't even touch that.
He might change his mind after last night when they rerun all that stuff with Brittany.
It's a whole. I'm for Team N right now. I want to see how much Team N can do. Not for Mike Boogie, but right now my main player right now is N. I want to see how far this little kid can go. If he loves Big Brother like he claims, and what we see, I'm Team N right now. So
I'm with
but
you.
He reminds me a little of Ronnie, younger, and loving the game and what it's all about. So, I'm curious, but in the next couple of weeks, you got to start winning competition.
Yeah, right. He does.
Right.
He just so far seems to be more thrilled with, being in the Big Brother house, being in the Big Brother game, being around former Big Brother contestants. Not quite to the same comparison as Adam was, but he needs to show me a little something more, and I'd love to see him, really get stronger in the game.
And he made the point, he was 10 years old, when he watched Mike Boogie.
I know that was great.
That face on Boogie.
I get a kick out of these young people. They go, oh, I was a fan of you. And, the first reaction I want to say is, you were in diapers. it's like, how can you be a fan, But, the thing is I'm seeing a lot, when I'm at the door checking IDs and stuff, these young kids are going, you're Big Brother. You're Big Brother, it's not like you're Cowboy. They go, you're Big Brother, or, something like that. Last night, it was hilarious. This has happened. This is my second time this has happened. Someone goes, you were on The Biggest Loser, wasn't you? Where do y'all get that I was on The Biggest Loser?
But
the thing is, reality shows start to blend in if you watch so many. And it happens to me, too. But I get a kick when, this is the second time that someone said, you were on The Biggest Loser. And I'm like, oh, no, that's not it. Well, they were like, oh, I knew you were on some type of show.
That's hysterical.
Cowboy, those girls you had take pictures with that you work with are something else. They've got some beautiful women down there.
I tell you what, some of the Gilly girls are beautiful. I'm very fortunate that I get paid to do the job that I actually do, and I get to see beautiful women every night. It's heaven sent. Who would ever know that?
Cowboy,
are they getting into that rubber ducky thing, too? Your rubber duck contest?
Cowboy.
Oh, I'm there. Sorry, I had
to. Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo, bo, bo-dee-o, rubber ducky, you're so fine. And I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'd like a whole pond of you.
That'll wake him up.
I tell you what, that was funny you play that. Growing up, my brother and I had Bert and Ernie dolls. So that was kind of cool that you played that, but pretty clever, but I hate you guys. But yeah, we're still doing the rubber duck competition, and I'll be honest with you, I've checked my mailbox. I don't have any submissions yet. So, we're still young into the competition, but
the pictures don't count.
I know we're about ready to close the show up. I wanted to play. I don't know if we've played this for you yet or not, Cowboy, but Paul made a promo for your show, and I just want to play it real quick. I don't know if you've heard this or not. This is the promo that Paul put together for your Friday show. So I'm going to play it real quick for you before you go.
Come back Friday show. We'll be here during the lunchtime. Take your lunch break. If you work, take a little lunch break.
The Rad Reality Show, the roundtable discussion about Big Brother on Blog Talk Radio.
And we got cowboys!
Oh, wow. What a show, what a show. But in a way...
I'd be wearing my six-shoes, riding my pony, don't get dry.
But in a way...
Feeling a young girl's heart.
Absolutely. It's good to have true fans out there. I really love doing it for the fans.
Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Oh, wow. that hits home. Wow. I tell you what, Paul, you do so well on cutting pieces together. And I forgot, I mean, Ron did do a lunch show back in the day. And, you know, it's kind of cool that you was able to pull that together. So thank
you. Let me tell you, Cowboy, I had to go through an awful lot of shows to find it. It was actually... And I hope it doesn't spoil the promo clip when you know the context, but he was going to have Jeff on when he was in California on the Around the World for Free, and Jean-Luca, who was his phenomenal videographer. He was just so interesting, but it was just before that show that he said, we're going to have this lunchtime show, and it was just perfect to put in that clip for yours.
It was. And I thank you so much. But before we get off, I do want to touch base because I know so many people watch The Bachelorette. The ending of Emily choosing two guys, Jeff or Ari. I always say his name wrong, so I apologize. But his name don't really matter. Because she didn't really choose him, and it was shocking. But I really thought that Sean should have been the one that she chose. But I have to say that Jeff, of everything that he did, like with the puppets and everything, you know, going back and getting a little Ricky, you know, it really gave him some brownie points. And then the letter that he wrote to her, and I look back, and he really had so many brownie points built up. And, you know, they seem really happy, and I wish them the best of luck. And, I mean, I think that Jeff was probably the best pick of the two. I did like Sean, but I think that we will see Sean in the next Bachelor. I could see that, and I think that is rumors. So we will see on that. The Bachelor Pad, did anyone watch The Bachelor Pad?
No.
I know that's coming up. I may try to watch it. I've got so many shows. Cowboy, I want to ask you a question. Since you're a chef, do you watch any of the chef shows? Do you watch Hell's Kitchen or MasterChef? Or now they just started with Top Chef Masters. Do you watch any of those shows?
You know, I don't. I think if I'm sitting down and I'm chilling and if Hell's Kitchen's on or Nightmare Kitchen, you know, I do like Chef Ramsay. He is an amazing chef. I just, to be honest with you, I watch too many reality shows, and I have to draw the line. And I do love to cook, and I think that Chef Ramsay is an amazing chef. I just, to be honest with you, I just have to cut the line somewhere. And it's just, it's so bad because I know that I'm probably missing so much. But, I mean, you know, my DVR is probably filled with several reality shows right now. I mean, I've got Shark Tank. I have America's Got Talent going on. I have The Glass House. I have Big Brother. I have, what else do I have? I think I've got Fear Factor on my DVR. I mean, I've got so many reality shows right now that's on, you know, my DVR, and my family would hate me if I hitting record on others. They're already going to hate me, because I will say this, today starts the Olympics in England, and I have to say, go Team USA. My DVR is going to be full of Olympics. But, you know, I love the Olympics. Michael Phelps needs three more to beat the record of the most medals won, and I think he's going to get it. I mean, there's no question about it. I think that he still has it in him.
I agree.
Well,
I
had to ask because
6:30 tonight, right? Central.
Yep.
That's
Ron had gotten
started.
Me into all those cooking shows back in the day, and also Shark Tank. He absolutely insisted that I watch Shark Tank, and now I don't have anybody to talk about Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef and all those. And I had been bringing Amy up to talk a little bit about those shows on air with me a little bit. But I just, you know, they're getting really good. They're getting down to the, you know, the really good parts of the show, and where they're down to like the top six. And I was just hoping that someone was watching those with me, because it's hard to watch them and not talk about them. And Ron just loved those shows so much, but
right,
I understand,
Jerry,
there's so many,
Jerry,
shows that you just can't watch them all.
Just because we're talking about it, I threw one back at you. You throw so many of them at me, reality shows, that is. were you able to watch any of American Gypsies?
I started to watch it. I do have both the first two episodes on my DVR. I started to watch it, and I fell asleep, but I am going to watch American Gypsies.
Great show.
That's one that you have thrown at me, because I have thrown many at you.
Paul's got good taste. So does Tina.
We both challenge each other with new reality shows all the time, and Paul has been gracious enough to watch a couple that I've thrown at him, so now he's thrown one at me, and I'm going to be watching that one. Face just put in that he watches Restaurant Impossible.
Oh,
I know that
one.
Gordon Ramsay's going to be doing Hotel Hell coming up after these. Hell's Kitchen goes off and MasterChef goes off, then Hotel Hell will come on. That's a new one by Chef Ramsay. So that's the one that filmed up by Michelle from the Bronx, and she actually went on set one of the locations where he was filming. And
you guys, I'm sorry.
She saw where he was filming up in... I don't remember the exact name of the town, but up on the East Coast, up by where Michelle from the Bronx lives. And that's going to be an interesting one to see how he takes on Hotel Hell.
I was going to wait until she was in the chat room with us, but do you think it would be all right, Jerry, if I play that shout-out she got from Brittany on the feeds?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
On the streets of the Bronx is where I want to be.
You know who deserves a Twitter shout out? Michelle from the Bronx.
The Bronx?
Michelle Yonkers on Twitter. Michelle from the Bronx. Twitter shout out. Everyone say
friend.
Hi.
Hey, Michelle.
From the Bronx. What's up?
She's my token Twitter lesbian from New York.
Aww.
And she tweets all the time to Big Brother people. Huge fan.
Aww.
Hey, Michelle. Aww. That's that. Michelle from the Bronx.
It's up in the boogie down.
Always very, very nice to me.
Where'd you meet her?
No, I just on Twitter. Twitter shout out.
On the streets of the Bronx is where I wanna be. Where I wanna
Yeah, not many of us get shout-outs from the BB House, and Michelle absolutely deserves it. Very great clip, Paul.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome. So that happened, I guess, this season, huh?
Yeah, that was Brittany giving Michelle from the Bronx a big old shout-out and having the rest of the house say hi to her.
Wow, shoot. You know, I tell you what. She's more popular than I am because I don't think I got a shout-out yet.
Everybody knows Michelle from the Bronx.
Hey, I play you on my station, cowboy.
You know what? I appreciate that. But we go back. We're old cooking pals now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to wrap up right here, and I'm going to say – what a great week it was. A lot went down, and I'm here to see everything that goes on. And I want you to know that if you listen to the show, I do look at some of the spoilers and some of the stuff that you write, and sometimes I put a like, and, you know, I tell you what, I've gained some Facebook friends because of it. And, you know, I tell you what, I'm a huge fan of Big Brother as well, and I will continue to be a fan, not because I was on it, but I still love the game, regardless of what direction it goes. But it's always fun to come together on the Rad Reality Show with Cherry and Paul and all the fans that calls in and, you know, talks dirt. And I tell you what, there's a lot that we've been able to talk about this season, and I hope it continues to continue forward. And hopefully no more Big Brother people gets arrested because it's making us look really, really bad. We need, like, the people from the Glass House or something to get arrested, you know. Let's get some TMZ. Go focus on them. Let's put all the pressure on them.
That's
but
right.
I love you guys, and thank y'all so much tuning in. And, you know, next Friday we'll obviously, this week we'll try to give a shout-out to Jody and see if we can get her on, but no promises. And then the next Friday after next, we will be doing a live show from Louisville, Kentucky, with David and Mary live. So it's going to be – that show is going to be epic. I mean, it's just – it's going to be one of a kind. And so that's what this show is about, coming together together as a family and doing what we love. So thank you, Cherry and Paul, being the backbone. Without y'all, this could not be happening. So thank you, guys.
Oh,
and
thank you, Cowboy.
Happy birthday, Cherry and Paul, and I hope that you have great birthdays. Y'all deserve it.
Oh, thank you, Cowboy. You have a great weekend. Take care of yourself, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds great. Thank you all.
Thank you for being here with us, babe.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
I got to hang up. I got to go grocery shopping.
Okay, thanks for calling in, Joe. We'll give your show a shout-out, and we're about to wrap this show up.
Yeah, just listen to me tomorrow. It'll be fun.
Okay, we'll do.
Remember, you have to listen to me naked tomorrow. It's the naked show.
Okay.
You and Rich just sitting out there.
I don't know about that one, Joe.
I'll talk to y'all later. Have a nice weekend.
Take care, Joe.
Bye-bye now.
Okay. Wow. Well, this has been a fun show. We've had a lot of callers and just a lot of our Rad Reality family on the line with us today. It's been a lot of fun. I've enjoyed this show a lot. Seems we all have many of the same opinions about Big Brother this season. But it's always great to hear from so many people that we know and love so well. And it just makes my day. So, Paul, any last words before we wrap it up?
Not for me.
Okay, well, I want everyone to listen to Chi-Town Live tomorrow at 3:30 Central Time, 4:30 Eastern Time for his show on Seacoast International Radio. You can get there by going to his Facebook page, Chi-Town Live. While you're there, click the like button. They don't have a love button on Facebook, or we'd click that. And join him on his radio show. He is a blast. When you go there, slide down on the page. They do have a chat room on the front page. So chat with us. We'll be there chatting. So join us and listen to Chi-Town Live's radio show. He does a great, great show. So with that being said, I want you all to remember, too, to join us on Manic Monday. Monday, we're going to have Willie Hands, and we're going to have Jesse Goddard on Monday for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa from BB10 and Jesse Goddard, BB10 and 11, and Willie Hands from this BB14. So that is 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Join us for that. It's going to be an epic, epic show. Hope you all have a great weekend. Take care of each other. Be kind to each other. And enjoy your weekend. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Take care, everyone. We'll see you Monday.
Thank you, everyone. I'm signing off, too. I'm going to finish off the show with... Oh, man, what am I going to finish off with tonight? I've got lots of stuff I can finish off with tonight. But you know what I'm going to finish off with tonight? I'm going to do this one. Sweet dreams.